I think people underestimate their classroom and that environment before the students even arrive. So I would suggest, I call it my two E's with a R, environment, engagement, and the response. Environment would be the physical classroom, the desk, the tables, your learning space, your group space, and to have that laid out in a way that's comfortable and convenient for you to move around in the classroom as well as the students. The engagement piece, I will often sit at various spaces in the classroom to see what the students' vantage points will be. Will they be able to see me if they're sitting here? Can they see if I walk here? Maybe I need to adjust a group of desks so they have a better view of the learning piece in the front of the class or even to the side of the classroom. My response, I would invite colleagues into my classroom. How does this feel? How does this look? If I'm standing here and you're sitting there, is this okay? If I'm holding this book and you're here on the carpet, is that a good spot? I would also, once the students are in, be open to their feedback. Not that you have to jump when they say, I can't see this right away. You make a small adjustment. Maybe the next day when they come in, the classroom is adjusted a little bit more so it's more conducive for a proper learning environment. I think it's important to maintain consistent classroom procedures to create a positive learning environment. It helps to maintain the effectiveness of your learning environment because the students know what is happening next, when something is going to happen, and it can also lower the anxiety level of a student if they know what to expect as the day progresses. So after we have our community circle in the morning, my next step is to go over the schedule. And the students know this. That's classroom procedure. We do our care and community circle. We go over the schedule. If Ms. Cottrell happens to miss that step, they remind me because that's what we've started to set up as our routine in our classroom. So I have my schedule hanging and we go through each subject, each transition, and what time those transitions are happening. For my younger students, I may draw a clock next to that piece of the schedule since we're not working with time, but it really helps. They'll say, Ms. Cottrell, that clock looks like that clock up there. It must be time to go to lunch. You know, you're right. That clock says 12:45. It's a multi-beneficial way of working through your schedule. And like I said, we go over that every day right after our community circle. That way they know what to expect as our day progresses.